So I am titling this Being with the Dark. Earlier this year in January, I regave a Dharma talk from December 2022. It was about the return of the light after the longest night. I shared how I greet the winter solstice with relief, craving the hope that the light brings, spring, warmth, renewal. A colleague sent out a message and a poem by Maggie Smith titled, How Dark the Beginning. And this had an impact me on me that brought me to sharing it today with you all. Sorry. How Dark the Beginning by Maggie Smith. All we ever talk of is light. Let there be light. There was light then, good light. But what I consider dawn is darker than all that. So many hours between the day receding and what we recognize as morning, the sun creating, like cresting, like a wave that won't break over us, as if light were protective. As if no hearts were flayed, no bodies broken on a day like today. In any film, the sunrise tells us everything will be all right. Danger wouldn't dare show up now, dragging its shadow across the screen. We talk so much of light. Please let me speak on behalf of the good dark, and let us talk more of how dark the beginning of a day is. This poem has me thinking of the dark, the darkest hour before the dawn. And I see Dharma here. How do I see the dark? Dukkha, suffering, that which is hard to bear, a stark place of loss and aloneness, the heavy blanket of winter nights, long, cold, covering the sun. These last few years have often felt like this, a heavy blanket, loss and grief smothering the light. But even in the longest night, light shines through millions of pinholes in the dark sky. But I have to look up to see. And even in the winter's darkness, the ground holds living seeds and roots, with tree limbs, the embryos of buds. But I have to remember to know this. Impermanence, mindfulness, awareness. Some things lay fertile in the suffering. If we turn towards it, allow ourselves to feel deeply our fragile humanness. Without closing off, walling off the nowness of our pain. There is something to being with the darkness, keeping our hearts open to what is and what is next. Joy and laughter amidst the missing. Doing this, we can open to moments of light. And I think the darkness makes the light that much more beautiful. Dukkha makes my joy and laughter that much more precious. I've started a class on awakening joy offered by James Baraz. We're practicing noticing times when we experience well-being, times of happiness, peace, connection, equanimity, joy. And turning our attention to that experience, feeling into it, how our body experiences it, pausing to notice and be with that feeling. This practice can increase our awareness of the positive in our lives. In reflective meditation, we are also encouraged to turn towards our experience, letting ourselves feel into it with curiosity. and gentleness. Sometimes this means being with our suffering, our pains and challenges, being with those feelings with kindness, looking gently into the conditions bringing pain. And sometimes we turn our hat to our happiness, our gratitude, our connection, and feel into that more deeply as well, strengthening our ability to tolerate difficulty and opening our capacity to experience joy. Suffering in life is a given, and it's too easy to say we can decide how to face it and what comes next. And it's tempting to try to bypass the difficulties by forcing intentions to be free of them. I think the Dharma offers us guidance, a lamp to hold up, a way to hold both the pain and the joy. This has been true for me. I'm learning to greet the dark with faith that there will be light again, and to welcome the light, knowing that the dark exists, just hours away, illnesses away, deaths away. They live within each other now, and I fight less to keep them separate. So we will meditate, excuse me, for our usual 30 minutes.